Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we want to talk about how there is a viral image that essentially helped a Mexican startup get a major contract with Adidas. We're obviously always excited when AI is helping companies grow, and this is one of those really cool stories. Jamie's going to tell you a little bit about it. Before he does that, I wanted to say that today's episode is sponsored by our very own AI Hustle School community. So if you're not a member of our school community, this week is the week to join. We have a big discount. This thing's going to be $100 a month eventually, but for now, we have it discounted. And if you lock in the price now, it won't ever be raised on you. You'll be able to essentially lock in the price now. So it is at a fraction of that. And we would love for you to join. We essentially post exclusive content and we break down exactly how we do different side hustles. We break down like the names of our products, the websites, the tools, like a lot of the stuff that we can't publish publicly because it's somewhat confidential or we don't want people stealing our ideas. We give it all away for free on the school community, as well as having an amazing community that all shares ideas, asks questions. Soon we're going to be doing a post where any question you have, you can post it there in the school community and we'll do an entire episode, podcast episode, answering all of those questions. So if you want to be able to ask us questions, get all of our exclusive content, check out the school community, link in the description. Okay, Jamie, tell us about this Mexican startup and give us the story of how they used AI to essentially catapult themselves.
Yeah, so I absolutely love this story. The company is called Someone Somewhere. And basically the idea is, you know, they want to have clothing produced in a sustainable way by local people, you know, kind of like the fair trade thing back in the day where we want to pay people, you know, a living wage, to make quality, you know, handmade goods. So they've been doing this since 2016, they had launched. So, you know, they're a decently old company, but they used a Stable Diffusion AI model to show some of their workers holding up they branded it like an Adidas jersey. So they wanted to show, you know, that, you know, big company corporations like Adidas could use Someone Somewhere to, you know, produce sustainable goods. They posted it and tagged Adidas, and Adidas reached out to them, and they are now making, they're using Someone Somewhere to make a specific jersey. So they landed a contract with Adidas through just a thoughtful, well-designed AI image and posting it on social media. So I just think that story is absolutely amazing. Jaden, what are your thoughts on this?
I think that they are doing exactly what we have been telling everyone to do on this podcast. Like, this is what this podcast is all about. Find the AI tools and techniques that we talk about here and in our school community and use them to actually grow your business. This, to me, it makes me so happy that they were able to essentially see, you know, what their product was and find a really good fit of an AI tool, aka Stable Diffusion, to be able to create that. And then they actually were able to leverage that to get a contract with a major company, right? Like, this isn't just like some hypothetical fun project that they used AI for. A lot of people, when they come to us, they're like, okay, so like, what should we be using AI for in our company? Like, how can we, you know, use AI in our company? And like what Jamie and I often tell them is like, that's not the right question. The right question is, what do you currently do? What are the processes that you currently have in your company? And then now we'll tell you the AI tools that can help augment, speed up those processes. So anything that you're spending a lot of time doing manually, anything that requires creativity, whether that's writing, image, video, audio, anything that's producing content, like all of those things are really great, and many, many more are really great for AI tools. But it's like, it's almost impossible when someone's like, hey, I have a business that does X, Y, and Z. How can I use AI? It's like so hard to know what to recommend because there's so many different things that AI can do. And also we don't know all the processes that every business does. So look at your processes, look at what you spend your time doing on a day-to-day basis. And I heard a really good piece of advice from someone recently on this, which this is going to sound, okay, this is going to be a bit of a time investment. And I know some people might not like this. I know most people listening, sadly, are not going to do this. But if you do, if you are part of the 1%, maybe 5%, I mean, you know what? Our listeners are very smart. If you're part of the 20% of listeners that is actually going to do this, I think this is an incredible lesson that we're learning from this story, but an incredible thing that you can do today to augment everything you're doing with AI. So here's what it is. Golden strategy here. From the time you start working in the morning, this would be amazing if you did over a week, but if you did over a day, I think you could get a lot of, you still get a lot of value out of this. If you want to invest a week, do a week. But from the moment you start working, log every single thing that you do. I know this is kind of hard. I've seen some people the way that they do this is they literally set up their phone on a tripod looking at them while they work. And they said that it does like two things, and they make a time lapse of them working for the day. They said it does two things for them. Number one, they know that if it's like a time lapse, like I think for them, they're like content creators, they're going to post it. They're like, if I'm making a time lapse of myself working for the whole day, then number one, I'm like, you know, like everyone watching my time lapse will know exactly what I did. So like, I don't want to sit there and scroll on Facebook or TikTok or something. Like, they don't waste time. So I thought that's like a good hack. That's not the hack that I'm going to talk about, but this might be a part of it. Get your phone to record you. Or write it down if not, which just takes a little bit longer. Every single thing you do for the whole day, write down every single thing, right? So, okay, I went and answered emails 10:15. I went over and replied to this person with this graphic. I went and generated this thing. I went and had to create like, you know, an image for this website. And then I went and made a blog post. Whatever your thing, I made a post on LinkedIn. Whatever your processes are, write them down and preferably timestamp when you started and ended it. So like when you move over to a new project, when you finish that one, write the timestamp down, you know exactly how much time you spent. At the end of the day, two things you can do. The first is you're pretty smart. So you can go through and look at all of that and say like, where can I realistically use AI in any of these processes? Where did I have to write any text? Where did I have to use any images? Where did I have to put together any creative content? And you can go and do that. And another thing that you can do as well is copy that entire, like, you know, if you wrote this on a Google Doc or something, copy that Google Doc and give it to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT, hey, this is my process. This is everything that I did in a day. What are some areas that AI could help me? ChatGPT, I think, will give you some decent results, but I think you can probably find better results. And the one other thing that I'll say is go a little bit outside of the box and beyond just being like, how do I use ChatGPT to help me? Or how do I use Midjourney to help me with this? There's a ton of software that already is building off of those foundational tools like Perplexity, for example, that's like adding a whole nother level to it. So it speeds it up. So if you were like, I researched this like post and I did this thing, sure, you could use ChatGPT to help you write a summary of like an article, but even better, you could use Perplexity to help you do the research and the summary combined. So start looking at software that does multiple steps combined. And if you don't know, like Google it, just Google like, AI tool for adding sales, you know, details to my CRM and automatically categorizing them. Like whatever it is, search for them. People are making these AI tools. They're coming out all the time and you'll be surprised. Okay, so I know that that's like an investment of time and energy. This will pay dividends because if you can speed up the processes you do every day by like 30% or 50% or 70% with AI tools, like this really does save you a ton of time. And I promise there's so many ways that everyone listening, even if you are the AI guru and AI consultant and an AI expert, that you can seriously speed up your stuff. So that's my golden nugget that I hope everyone listening actually takes me up on.
Well, yeah. And here's a few stats from someone somewhere that will just kind of show you how AI has changed their business. They went from designing 10 products a month to 5,000. So,
oh my gosh,
that's the power of AI there. And so, it says in the past 3 years, their revenue has grown 36x. Okay. Wow. So that just kind of, if that kind of opened your eyes here at the growth, to their company, not only from a marketing standpoint and getting their brand out there, but also from down to the design process, you know, absolutely huge and blew up their business. So, yeah, that's super cool, super exciting. Jaden, what do you got for the people here?
Yeah, the last thing I want to say is there was an article about this on TechCrunch, and they had a quote that I loved, and I think it has an amazing lesson to it. It says, they said, this has helped us accelerate, and it's an amazing way of showing that AI can take away jobs, but can also create them if used correctly. Then they said, in just the last 12 months alone, we've made more than 10 million products with this model. Okay. what is the lesson we can learn? They made 10 million products with that AI model. Look at the processes that you're doing, and preferably, like, I like to call them like the money outputs or the money tasks. Like, what are the actual things you do that generate revenue for your company, that, like, you know, whether it's like a sales call or the, like, we close deals in a certain way, whatever it is. And look for ways with AI to, like, 10x, 100x, or 1000x what you're doing. Like, that's where you're going to see the most growth in your business, is using AI. So they went from, you know, they went to creating like 10 million products in 12 months. That's what you have to do. You just scale it to like crazy proportions, and it'll be amazing. So anyways, we hope that this episode has been helpful. If you enjoyed it, make sure to leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure that you check the link in the description to join our school community. We want you in the school community. We want you to ask us any questions you have. We answer them all over there, and we'll make exclusive content for you every single week because we love you guys. Hope you all have an amazing rest of your week. We'll talk to you next time.